The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program. God tells us what will happen when we repent and turn to God. He also has told us in His Word what has happened to nations and empires and to the world, for that matter, what happens when we don't repent and turn to God, when we continue to rebel against our Maker. In Ezekiel chapter 18, beginning verse 27, God has this to say, "Again, when a wicked man turned away from the wickedness which he committed, and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive." Now, my friends, that is very encouraging, because that means when an individual turns, or any group, or any nation, or it would mean the whole world, it means that things will only get better for you. Verse 28, "Because he considers and turned away from all the transgressions which he committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die." We should consider, as a nation, our ways and what they have brought upon us, and we should want to turn to God and have a true spiritual revival, repent and rend our heart to our Maker. And if this nation would turn from our wicked ways, we would survive as a nation. And if we don't, we are going to continue to go down until we are not a sovereign nation anymore. Verse 29 continues, "Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Eternal is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair, and your ways which are not fair?" Well, it seems we don't think God's way is right or fair. That's what our ancestors thought. That's what the whole world thought. We should learn from history. What happened to the pre-flood world? What happened to ancient Israel and Judah? What happened to many empires and nations that have come and gone? What happened to the British Empire? What is happening to this American empire, my friends? Verse 30 continues, "Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin." Yes, it's very plain, my friend, that iniquity, sin, breaking God's law, ignoring God's word, is what is bringing us to our ruin. My friends, God is speaking to this nation, as well as other nations of Israelite descent. He is speaking to you. He is speaking to me. Will we listen? Verse 31 continues, "Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel?" Yes, God said, get a new heart, a new spirit. Change your mind and change your attitude and change your direction. Change your way of life. Turn to God. Yes, if our thinking and our attitude would change, and if we would rend our heart to our Maker, really have a spiritual revival, turn to God, we would survive as a nation. Ezekiel continues here in Ezekiel 18, verse 32. God says, "For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live." My friend, it's very plain that if we as a nation, or you as an individual, would have that spiritual revival, and you can do that one-on-one, you can do that individually, it doesn't have to be the whole nation for you to turn. You can turn. God says our nation will not turn to Him. The end is clear where we are going to wind up, and it isn't good, my friend. But you can turn as an individual, if you will, and begin to seek your Maker. What will we do? Will we repent and turn to God, rend our heart, and continue to survive as a nation? Will we learn from history? Will we have a spiritual revival and live as a nation? Will you as an individual? Our nation still has time. You still have time, but I can tell you, we don't have any time to waste. We are fast coming to the end of our rope, and will, unless there is a spiritual revival. And that must be soon, my friends. And there can be no spiritual revival without a genuine, heartfelt, heart-rending repentance. Has this nation done that in the past? Well, we may have in years gone by, to some degree at least. But that did not happen after 9/11. Although Americans flocked to houses of worship, to implore God's blessing on the nation. Some thought it could be the beginning of a national revival, a massive return to God, but it only lasted about 3 weeks. There was no revival, there was no repentance, and without repentance, there can be no spiritual revival. In the years after 9/11, America's moral and spiritual apostasy only increased in intensity, depth, and speed. We weren't really convinced at that time that we needed God. Where are we today? We were not convinced that we should repent. We only wanted God's help without repenting of our sins. And that won't work, my friends. Well, it seems we are more convinced than ever in the history of our nation that we don't need God in our national affairs or in our personal life. How can anyone be so naive? We claim to be so smart, so wise, so educated, and yet so naive that we can't see that it is turning away from God, His Word, that has brought all these evils on us. Our drift farther and farther from God has produced a nation and a world unsafe to try to survive in. Terror grips us in every phase of life. We have no assurance of tomorrow. We are a sick nation, just as God said many years ago. It has come true and is picking up speed. Listen to what God said in the book of Isaiah, beginning in chapter 1, verse 1 of Isaiah. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Isaiah's long ministry went on for about 60 years. He began his ministry in 740 B.C., at least 8 years before the nation of Israel began to see their demise as a sovereign nation take place. That was their first deportation by the Assyrian Empire, 732 B.C., and there were two more to follow. Yes, this began in 732 B.C. when they were taken captive by the Assyrian Empire. So the message of Isaiah was heard by the house of Israel for at least 20 to 22 years. And much of the prophecy and work of Isaiah was a warning and repentance message for the nation of Israel, as well as the nation of Judah, and is for those same people, including America today, just like many other prophets that God sent to Israel and Judah before and after they became two separate nations in the days of Rehoboam. So with that fact in mind, we should pay special attention to what he penned. Yes, we should pay attention to what Isaiah penned. Isaiah 1 verse 2 continues, God says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." God is speaking to America. He is speaking to you, my friend, and all the other nations of Israelite descent. And he says, we have rebelled against our God. That's plain to see, isn't it? My friends, God made our forefathers, ancient Israel, the greatest nation on earth. And that lasted for many years, for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, in the times of their trouble, their severe trouble, when they turned to God, God would deliver them. But they finally drifted so far from God into idolatry and many other types of sin, they no longer knew the true God. That sounds like where we are today. They would not listen to prophets such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Amos, Micah, and others that God sent to them to turn them back to the true God. They came to the point, just as this world and America and the British people today don't think that we need God. They were at that point, and that's where we are today. We, just as they, have forgotten the gracious hand that built us, made England and America the two greatest nations and empires the world has ever known. The British Empire tumbled, and this American Empire is in the process, as you should be able and willing to see, is tumbling today. Our demise is coming. Our demise is in process, and the only way to stop it is to have a moral and a spiritual revival. My friends, that's the only way that you are going to make it as an individual as well, is to turn to God, have your own personal spiritual revival. And you can do that. God calls you to do that. We must have a spiritual revival, not of pretense, but one that will rend our heart in sincere, heartfelt sorrow and repentance for our many sins of rebelling against our God. Yes, the only true God that gave us this good land and built this nation to be the greatest nation the world has ever known. Now, it would be good if everyone in America, and especially of Israelite descent, if we would turn to our God, repent, change our ways, and stay on that path. If we would have a true spiritual revival, then our God would begin the process of deliverance and begin pouring out blessings on us. Now notice what God says about His people, and as I've brought out and proved many times that America is included as His people, His chosen people, as the Bible brings out. In Isaiah 1 verse 2, I want to read that again. God says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." My friend, do you know that God is talking to our nation today as well as our ancestors back at that time when Isaiah penned this prophecy? God said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth," meaning the whole earth will know someday how we have rebelled against our God. God made this nation, chose this nation, or chose our forefathers, ancient Israel, to be an example to the rest of the world. We have failed miserably in doing that. And God is going to let it be known to all the world that we have failed our mission. But we will pick it up in time to come. Yes, we will pick it up after Christ returns, and we will be the model nation that God expected us and commanded us to be in the beginning. But it isn't going to be until we learn our lesson that our way hasn't paid. God says here in verse 3, "The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider." Well, it seems that God is trying to tell us, and is telling us, that animals are a little smarter than His people. At least they know who cares for them. They know their masters, and they aren't turning away from their owners. God said, "We don't understand." God always hits the nail right on the head. We no longer seem to consider that it is God that has watched over America, built us, made us a great, powerful nation, and gave us the best land on earth. We have lost that understanding that we once had of our God. You can have that understanding again. That's what God wants for you. And He says in Ezekiel 18, verse 32, "For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore turn and live." I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. We have a couple of booklets to offer, free of charge, free upon request. Number 1, Call to Revival and How to Build Godly Character. You need to read those booklets, my friend. It will help you to understand where we are, where this nation is, and where this world is, and what you need to do. Call to Revival and How to Build Godly Character. You need those booklets. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you to repent and turn to your Maker.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.